My brothers and sisters, can I share with you something personal? In homiletics, when you're learning how to preach, you receive a number of rules, of lessons, of principles, and one of them is to talk about yourself as little as possible. And I try to follow that, but there are occasions where I feel like it's what our Lord asks of me. We had the baptism of the Lord 2 weeks ago. Then He's led into the desert and He's tempted. And today we hear for the first time He is out in the open in public. And how does Matthew begin that? The light of the world has been made manifest. And he says, he quotes the prophet Isaiah, "The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen." We celebrated yesterday in the church the conversion of St. Paul, one of the most radical, profound conversions that we know of in the history of the church. Do you know what St. Paul says about his own conversion? What took place in that moment? He says, "A great light shone from the sky all around me, and it was so abundant that he falls back onto the ground." My brothers and sisters, every single moment of conversion in our lives is a moment of light. From the beginning to the very end of our lives, our Lord manifests His light upon us so that we can see ourselves in that light. And in that moment, there are truths that are revealed to us. We come to see ourselves as we never have before. And sometimes it's a little frightening. Or sometimes it's like, "Oh my gosh, I didn't know that about myself." Or maybe it's something we already knew, but now it's more clear and more full. Why does He do that to us? It's not to cause us shame. It's to lead us out of ourselves, to abandon ourselves to Him, that He can transform us. He wants us to be entirely His. So 3 nights ago, I was kneeling down a few feet from where I'm standing right now, and I was saying my night prayers. And when a priest says his night prayers, part of that is that he makes an examination of conscience. He goes through his day and he says, "Lord, where have I failed to respond to Your love? How have I displeased You? Are there any sins that I've committed?" And I'm making my examination of conscience and I see faults and failures. And I started to get frustrated. Because I've been kind of in a period in my spiritual life where it's like my sins are always before me. You know, every single day I'm like, "Lord, oh my gosh, again? Right? So many weaknesses. When am I going to get over these things?" And so I asked Him in that moment out of frustration, I said, "Jesus, why do You constantly allow me to stumble?" And I received a response immediately. And He says, "So that you will stop trusting in your own righteousness." "Jesus, why do You allow me to stumble?" "So that you will stop trusting in your own righteousness." And I knew as soon as it came to me that it was from Him. And when I say that I heard this, I didn't hear a voice from without, and I didn't even hear a voice from within. It was more, you know, when you're praying and there's that discursive conversation back and forth, and it's like our Lord speaks to you, though you don't hear it, but the words come. And I knew that it was from Him for two reasons. First, that it was true. And I knew that it was entirely true because He made that known moments thereafter. When something is from the evil one, it is never entirely true. It's only partially true if it's true at all. There is always falsehood in what He says. He is a liar and the father of lies. And so it was true. And secondly, the way that it came, He said it mercifully. He said it where He left me with hope, where I knew that He would be patient with me. When something is from the evil one and only partially true, it is condemning. It's accusatory. When we hear it, we feel hopeless. We think, "Oh my gosh, when am I ever going to change?" And so our Lord said this to me, and He went on. He said, "I do not want you to trust in your righteousness. I want you to trust in Mine. I don't want you to believe in your goodness. I want you to believe in My own. Your goodness is limited. Mine is infinite." Then he allowed me to see over the course of my life how I've trusted in my own goodness, right? My own efforts, my own abilities, all the way back from childhood, you know, and especially things like athletics or schooling, but even entering into the seminary. You know, he was growing up playing sports. It was, gosh, if I try the hardest, if I work out more than anybody else, I'll be the best. You know, if I study intensely, I'll get into the best schools. If I pray more than anybody else in the seminary, I'll be the greatest saint. And he said, you think you can earn heaven. You think you can merit it by your own efforts. You are not allowing me in as I desire. It was a moment of light. And I knew that it was true, and I knew that I had to change. And he gave me to understand, okay, Lord, then how do I do that? He says, when you pray, don't say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to pray. Say, Holy Spirit, come and pray in me. When you get up to preach, don't ask me, Jesus, give me the words that you want me to speak. Say, Jesus, speak through me. When one of your parishioners comes to you, do not try to love them on your own. Ask me to love them for you. The first word that our Lord spoke in his public ministry was repent. Be converted. And I realized in that moment that's what he was asking of me, drawing me to a deeper level of conversion. And in that moment, I questioned myself. I said, do I want to be entirely converted? And I found hesitation in my heart. And my brothers and sisters, I ask you today, and I ask you to be honest with yourselves and really, truly ask yourself this question. Do I want to be entirely converted? Or do I just want to be partially or mostly? Do I want Jesus to transform me completely? Because that's what he desires. And let us ask him as we receive him today, Lord, bring that about. Convert me completely. And if there is any hesitation in your soul, say to him, Jesus, give me the desire to want to be completely converted, that you might accomplish everything in me.